Is this Charles Osgood?
Who is this?
Well, sorry, my name is Bill Nowlin. I'm a researcher with the Society for American Baseball Research. Is this the Charlie Osgood that pitched for the Brooklyn Dodgers once upon a time?
A long time ago.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
All right.
We try to call up former ball players and ask them just a few questions, try to create a historical archive that's placed at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Do you have a few moments that I could ask you a few questions just about
your... I'm getting ready to eat. That's the only thing.
Oh, I can't take very long.
All right.
What I'd like to do is just make a tape recording, and then we'll put that on, we'll put that in the Hall of Fame there. You just, pitched very briefly one game.
Right.
In 1944, but it was in the middle of the year, June 18th. How did it come about that you, how'd you end up, getting on the team, and then what happened after that appearance?
I went from high school.
You grew up in Somerville?
From Somerville High.
Yep.
To the Dodgers.
Direct?
Direct.
Right after you graduated in 44?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After graduation, I went there.
Yep.
I only pitched in the one game, but I played four more years in the minor leagues, but then I got calcium deposits in my shoulder and in my elbow.
Oh, yeah.
And that to finish me. I don't know if today they're able to
probably
do something about it, but they weren't then, so
yeah,
that was the end of that.
So you went right from high school.
Yes, I did.
You didn't stop off in the minor leagues for a while or something?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Did they give you any kind of signing bonus or anything like that?
Yes, they did.
Just, I know I talked to somebody else that got a few thousand dollars. I don't know if you were that fortunate.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Did you end up in the war at all?
I end up where?
Did you end up in World War II?
Yes, I did. I was in the Coast Guard for 18 months.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. So you pitched that one game. Who was the manager for the Dodgers that year?
Leo DeRosa.
Yeah, okay. And he just, almost as soon as did you graduate in June? That's usually when people graduate.
I think it was June, yeah.
So you must have been out of high school two or three days.
It wasn't very long.
Yeah. Was it, where did you play that game?
We played down in Philadelphia, the Phillies.
Oh, okay, yeah. And you got called in as a reliever?
Yes.
Do you remember what the score was when you came in or anything?
I don't offhand.
Yeah. I just looking at your record here. You had three, you pitched three full innings.
Yeah.
You only gave up two hits.
Yeah.
You walked a few guys.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about who you faced or,
I don't offhand.
Yeah. And then, where did you go in the minors? You went, how come you left right away? You pitched pretty well, I guess, but they said we'd like to get you into our system or something?
Yeah, I guess they want me to throw more innings, you know?
Yeah.
High school.
Right.
In the North, you don't actually pitch that much.
Sure, of course. So where'd you go? What club?
Let's see. I went to Virginia, Newport News, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Macon, Georgia. I went to, I went to Montreal. Fayetteville, North Carolina. I went all through the South, yeah.
Yeah. And you did, how'd you do?
I did fairly well. I had winning records.
Mm-hmm.
And, I figured I was on my way back, but,
then the calcium
deposits took care of that, yeah.
But you did take 4 years in the minor leagues?
Yes.
So you probably retired around 48 or 49, something like that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What'd you end up doing after baseball?
I ended up working for the Boston Globe.
Oh, okay.
I worked in the accounting department. I didn't have a glamorous job.
Yeah, yeah. you were a ball fan probably in high school then to go out for the team and so forth.
Pardon?
You were, must have been a baseball fan in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Went out for the team. Did you ever go to see the Braves or the Red Sox?
I did. I spent all my time, when I was a kid, I think the Braves had a knothole game.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you went down and got a free pass.
Yeah.
And you were, allowed into the game. So I saw more Braves games than I did Red Sox games because of the free pass.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I would have too, I guess. I ended up, I grew up, I was born in 45 myself, but I ended up, I never went to any Braves games that I know of. Of course, they had left by the time I was 8.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to go to Fenway all the time. You still follow baseball today?
Oh, yeah.
Still a fan?
Yeah.
Does the fact that you're on the Dodgers briefly make you a Los Angeles Dodgers fan?
No, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
I, you know, was born and brought up in
sure.
in Massachusetts, so
right.
I stay with them.
But, I mean, the Dodgers are in the National League. When they won the World Series, then, did that give you, does it make you feel good that the Dodgers finally
Oh, yeah. I mean, it does. But it's pretty hard to follow them. We're on the East Coast
right,
and
sure.
on the West Coast. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And you know, I did follow them for a while, but being so far away, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, of course, what you really would have liked would be for them to trade you to the Red Sox. But,
yeah.
Didn't work out that way. Did you go to a tryout camp for the Braves or the Red Sox?
I did, actually. I've still got them. I had contracts from both of them.
They offered you contracts?
Yeah.
But it was just a better deal with the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still have the old contracts in around here somewhere.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice to have. So they offered you something, but just not as much.
Yeah. And then I think at the time, they said the Dodgers, you know, will promote you faster if you have, you know,
yeah.
a good year or two, so forth. They said the other ones would take that much longer to get up there.
Right.
So I was looking to, you know, get up there quick.
Well, sure, yeah. Well, then you never know what could happen from that
That's
point
true.
On, yeah. When you went in for a tryout, what did you do? You went in with a whole bunch of kids?
There was... There wasn't a whole bunch. There was a few each time, right?
Did they scout you and invite you?
They did.
Yeah.
I remember at the time, Joe Cronin was the manager of the Red Sox.
Yep.
And they took me in and introduced me to him. And we worked out with them. And then after that, they gave me a contract and told me to take it home and have my mother sign it because I was a minor.
Right, sure.
But I never did it.
Yeah. Well, you never know what could have come
and
of that.
I did the same thing with the Braves, but I never signed that one either.
Now, how did you get in touch with the Dodgers? It was an area scout?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't know it at the time, but when I was pitching in high school, a couple of times, the owner of the Dodgers, Branch Rickey,
mm-hmm.
came down to see me play. And both times I had, you know, good games. And they introduced me to him. And he offered me a contract.
Oh, same guy that signed Jackie Robinson then.
Yeah.
Yep. That's interesting. Was that at the Somerville High field?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My father grew up in Somerville, actually.
Yeah. Actually, my uncle played with the Dodgers, Clyde Supeworth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the name I certainly recognize.
Yeah. He's actually the one that Ricky sent out to scout the... Jackie and give a recommendation
yes.
on him and so forth, right?
Yep. So he's your uncle?
Yeah.
Was he from around this area, too?
Come from Maine.
From Maine, yeah. Did he had? Is that part of the reason that Ricky came to see you? Because he already knew Sukeforth?
He did, and what he did, he had sent Sukeforth down to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And he... and I know he was my uncle, but he recommended me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Ricky said, hey, I got to see him myself before I give him any money.
Sure. What did your parents do? What kind of work did they do?
My mother was a school teacher.
Yeah.
My father was a truck driver.
Yeah. Did your mother teach in Somerville?
No, she taught in Maine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's part of where the family's from then. I guess originally. And you still... let's see, I forgot where you're living now, but you, Carver, Mass. But
right.
You're still around the area. Do you go into Red Sox games at all?
I went to a couple last year. I don't actually go to that many because
sure.
it's a hassle from the South Shore to in and out of Boston.
Yeah, especially with the big dig. But it's never going to be any better, I'm sure. Do you keep in touch at all with any of the players that you knew from around that time? Either from the minors or from the major leagues.
No, actually, I haven't.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you remember on the Brooklyn team? I mean, how many days were you actually? You only made that one appearance. Were you only with him for about 4 or 5 days or a week or something?
No, I was probably with him maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah. So you're traveling for a while with him?
Yeah, I traveled around with him. At that time, they traveled around by train.
Yep. And then they realized that you weren't going to get any work.
Yeah.
They thought that. they better.
So they would send me out to get innings.
Yeah. So I guess it must have been a bad feeling when you realized you had to stop because of deposits that you had there. Did you go straight to the Globe from there, or when you came back home to Boston?
No, actually, I worked for General Foods for probably 18, 19 years, and I worked for the Globe for about 22.
Yeah.
So I only really worked in two large companies.
Yeah. But are you retired now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I don't want to hold you up from your lunch. I appreciate you taking the time out.
Okay.
It's, we're just trying to, you know, some people have some interesting things that happen. I think it's kind of interesting you had your uncle involved there in baseball, too. But that could have stood in your way or it could have helped. You know, it sounds like it didn't do either, really. But you probably got an extra look. But if Mr. Ricky liked what he saw, he made the decision, I guess.
No, I was shocked when he introduced me to him. I knew who he was, but it never dawned on me that, you know, he had come to see me play a few times.
Yeah. You know what you ought to do is that you still got those contract offers from the Red Sox.
Yeah.
You ought to call him and say, you know, I've been thinking about this.
I'll sign him and say him back.
Yeah.
Send him back and say that you're still good.
Is the offer still open? Right. Well, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye.
I know.